This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Podcast is going to be a little bit...
You said rude words in it.
I didn't say it.
You didn't?
No, our listener did.
A couple of things.
So if you're a bit sensitive in the
ear department,
olfactory factory,
not the smelling,
in the hearing department, just be careful.
Fast forward.
Oh, wow.
Benny, what the hell?
I don't know. The TV screen here is...
You're craning your neck looking at me.
It's all right. I'm just going to look around.
You're on a very awkward angle.
We'll just pretend we're at the Coburg drive-ins.
Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Oh, look, Dolly Dalton's worked it out.
Now, she's good. She doesn't just read the news.
She works in a medical laboratory. Hello, Dolly Dalton.
How are you, Dal?
It's quite easy turning you on. It's just a click of the button.
Yes, it is easy. And so am I.
But have you ever slept with a ghost?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever made a ghost orgasm?
What sort of sound do you think an orgasming ghost would make?
Ooh.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
The normal sound that would normally make. Did you ever learn the Hammond when you were a kid?
No, but I learnt the mouth organ.
The harmonica?
You can call it that.
I was actually forced to. I learnt the...
No one is ever forced to play the organ. Us rainbows just love the idea.
I did love it.
Yeah, of course.
I love the piano.
Do not say you were forced.
Well, I was in the organ sense.
Because all rainbow children adore the drums. They adore... They love percussion instruments, plus the triangle, the tambourine, and the organ.
The tambourine.
You were aching to play with the tambourine.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And maracas.
Ah, yes. I don't know if some of the white rainbow children did.
What do you mean?
Like children that grew up eating butter probably didn't want to play with the maracas. Because the maracas are very Latino.
They are very Latino. Did you shake a maraca or two?
I did. I even made my own maracas with pasta and empty bottles of Coke.
And rice, that's right.
What you could do with an empty Coke bottle.
Was great. Did you watch that science show? What was it called?
The Curiosity Show.
That's right.
Did you ever dream of having sex with the guys from the Curiosity Show?
Not quite, no.
Neither did I. They were too scientific.
Who did it for you, Julius Sumner Miller?
No, you're going to make me lose my brekkie.
Didn't he like to suck hard-boiled eggs into a milk bottle?
He often sucked a hard-boiled egg into a bottle. He did. Now, was that Julius?
It was Julius.
Wasn't he always plundering his fingers into some chocolate bar or something?
Was he?
Anyway, did he have...
We reminisce.
Hey?
We reminisce.
I'm pretty sure I always saw his brown fingertips.
Apparently, there's been an ABBA theft. Someone had bought their Agnetha's jumpsuit that she wore on the Arrival cover.
Yeah.
You know, in the helicopter one.
Yeah.
Do you remember the jumpsuit?
Of course.
The white one.
Every little boy in the 70s remembers that album cover.
That's
that was
right.
The very first camel toe. We appreciate it.
Well, apparently that jumpsuit with the camel toe imprinted,
yes,
has been sold at a garage sale. So someone had it stored in their garage. They lived in Queensland. They rented out the place, and the people that rented out
the place. Someone in Queensland owned her camel toe. That state.
But you know what happened?
What?
They left it there and they rented the place out.
Yeah.
And the people that rented it sold it.
Found Agnetha's crimpoline camel toe outfit.
They did and they sold it. So now they're desperate for it to come back. But I argue...
Agnetha wore undies though, didn't she?
I don't know. Well, I don't think they were quite tight.
She was very Swedish.
Meaning?
Well...
No undies.
I think she was a little bit ABBA commando. Don't you think?
Well, yeah, otherwise you'd see a VPL.
I've got a funny feeling she wasn't into VPL. She was into, like, letting the guts hang out and the taco, and children loved it. See, because... Children in the early 80s loved it.
It was 77.
We loved a flash of open guts. But because we hadn't Foxtel wasn't around. It was like the new Discovery Channel.
Oh, my God.
Hello, special guest.
Well, hello.
Dean.
It's Dean Beck.
I feel like I'm with Joy Royalty.
You are. God, no,
we're just
please.
A couple of princesses.
It's great to be
we
with
We have
you.
Diva moments, but, you know, oh, they could be part of it.
Dean, you're doing a show on Joy,
I believe. Do a show on Joy, yes.
And it's called?
Hide and Seek. It's on from Monday nights, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. James Finlay and I explore sex, sexuality and self and its joys.
Oh, so it's late at night.
It's a late night show in a late night time slot. It's an adult time slot.
Yeah.
It's Joy's only program with an adult warning.
I never get to tune in. Do you get all raunchy?
We're filthy fuckers at night.
Oh, look at you.
Let's leave it for that time slot.
Hey
guys,
right.
I've got a little prezi for you
both.
Oh
no, don't.
On behalf of Melbourne Leather Pride.
Oh my God, look at that.
It's just a little gift and a little thought because
scary.
Tomorrow is the Leather Fair.
You've got such a silky, what's a silky sack?
It is a silky sack, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. The Leather Fair. Tomorrow
is on tomorrow.
You're broadcasting from the Leather Fair.
James Finlay, my co-host, and I will be broadcasting live from the Leather Fair at midday till 2.
Now, you're hoping for a sunny day tomorrow, aren't you?
It's going to be glorious.
Because apparently you're going to be wearing something rather special.
Oh, yeah. Look, I was stupid enough to give James Finlay a jock strap on air last Monday night. And off the top of my head, I challenged the listener to SMS in. And if we got 10 SMSs,
yes,
James would have to wear his jock strap at the live broadcast. James then challenged me and said, well, what are you going to do? And I said, well, if we get 12 SMSs, I'll wear one too.
See, now we're distracted, Dean. Well, you should have given it to us at the end.
Oh, well,
I'm looking through my little
sack
here.
Are these bracelets?
They're actually a
cock rings.
A set of three cock rings.
Why does it come with three? Oh, for size.
Well, one, you can do that for size, yes. Or you can position them one around the balls, one around the entire lot, and one around the cock.
Oh, can you do them all? Three at once.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh. Wow, you said that without even laughing.
The difference between the metal cock ring and the rubber one?
Rust. Did you get rubber cock rings?
I got a rubber cock ring.
And I've got metal ones. Did you get metal cock rings?
I get it.
Did you get lip balm?
I got the lip balm.
That's, what was
Rocket
that?
Rocket balm.
What's that for?
For his pleasure.
Is that
that's what the, it says? It says
you put it on your lips and it makes everything tingle.
Yes. Can I tell you what the ingredients are?
Yes. Let's talk about it.
Almond oil.
Yes.
Coconut oil.
Yes.
Beeswax.
Yes.
Shea butter.
What's shea butter?
I don't know.
I want to try making a cake out of it.
Well, not after you read the next ingredient.
What's the next one?
Menthol.
Oh, it's like an Alpine cigarette.
Peppermint oil.
Oh, peppermint.
Methyl paraben.
Oh, that's what makes everything tingle.
What's BHT? Is that like GHB?
BHT. Don't know.
Oh, okay. And you've ginseng and wild oats extract.
Oh, it's all natural. It's all organic. It's all gorgeous. Now, and you've got, did you get your
I got my dog collar.
I got a dog collar too. Did you get your nipple clamp?
You know what I would have liked though?
We need Paul to take photographs of this and put it on twofatlattes.com.
See, I got sexy, but I would have liked Bad Kitty.
My leather collar says bitch.
That was very apt.
Shut up.
See?
I've got a funny feeling I should give mine away to charity.
No, doll, you got to wear your cock ring.
Well, why?
Just in your own time.
Oh God.
You can wear your metals.
I want to wear my
and
silk.
And your nipple clamps.
I want to wear the silk pouch. I want to turn it into an evening gown.
I'm all excited. I'm so thankful.
If I was on Project Runway right now, I would turn this silk pouch into a little top to go out in at night. What a delight it was walking through the city this evening.
Oh, yes. What a delight indeed.
How feral is Melbourne?
I think it's grand final season coming
sorry.
Up. Sorry. There was a lot of loudmouths on the road.
Footy and bogans and...
There was
Benny
Did you see that guy that was on a crutch?
Oh, I don't want
lying in front of a cab being an idiot?
It's impossible to walk through the city. We're like 70-year-olds. Are we just being old fuddy-duddies?
Probably.
It's not easy, is it, walking through the city?
It is walking through a lot of people that get in your way, under your feet, yell at you, scream at you.
I want to
carry on.
There's a TV show apparently. Everyone in the world blacks out.
Oh yeah, flash forward.
Flash forward.
I'm dying to watch that.
I only saw a little bit, and then I saw was everyone just blacks out for like how many 6 months?
No, it's 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and it's 6 months forward. So everyone moves forward in time 6 months.
So they were out for 6 months?
No, they were out for 2.5 minutes.
That would be gorgeous. Imagine if everyone just blacked out for 2 minutes and 30 seconds. What would you do? Or who would you do?
You'd be blacked out as well.
No, not with latte power. We'd have a latte bubble around us. Let's just, you and I, pretend.
Okay.
That it, like...
You can't do much in 2.5 minutes. No. Have you thought about that one?
Okay, so right now... So we'd have to resort to maybe people on another floor.
Yes.
We'd have to run downstairs.
You'd have to get the closest person near you.
You could run out onto the street and run down to Target.
Do what?
Oh, that's exactly right. What would you do there? Got a good suggestion from a listener. John in Hawthorne wrote in and he says, "Hi, Benny and Frank." He says, "You know how there's like, you know how we have traffic reports on the radio every morning? Perhaps Melbourne needs a bogan report in the evening so we can avoid bogan areas in Melbourne. What do you think?"
Well, that would include the city tonight.
There, it's Bogan Central.
It is.
So what, we could do that, Frank.
There's a lot of drunk people at 5:30 in the afternoon.
What's that about?
I don't know.
What is that about? I didn't think that many people had jobs. Well, you know, it could be like drinks after work.
Yeah, but at 5:30 you can't be that paralytic by that time.
If you're an Australian citizen, you can.
You reckon they can down them very quickly?
They can down them fast. Have you ever seen a Qantas flight?
No.
Yeah, they can down them fast.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Give them a free drink. We need to hear from some Qantas stewards.
There are a lot out there. Got my hair all caught.
Now, maybe we could rent out the Whirlicopter. And, you know, the Whirlicopter and fly around the Melbourne suburbs and find...
Spot bogan areas.
Bogan black spots. If you're in the car and you're in a bogan black spot, because they're very dangerous bogan black spots, especially if they've got bats. But the danger of the bogan is not... It's not that they're armed.
What is it?
It's that they'll actually engage in a conversation.
That's true.
That is the extreme...
Or they travel in packs.
Well, there is a pack mentality. Mm. But what you want to do is befriend the alpha bogan. Because, well, see,
that'd
there's
be
two.
Hard to
but
do.
You've got to be careful, Frank.
Well, yeah, I know.
Because there's the alpha bogan, and they are the ones that control the pack. And they are very quiet. But there's also the talkative. He's like, it's almost like a shadow alpha.
Oh, he's like the court jester.
Well, there's the, yes. And they are often, they're not the good looking one.
Right.
Because they're often in a pack of bogans. You normally get one with his jeans slightly higher than the rest, who's wearing a decent pair of maybe suede shoes instead of just vinyl. And he's wearing, clean undies. Because the other ones, They'll throw you, because when you walk past the pack, you'll think, oh, he's the alpha, but they're the one that there's like a shadow. It's a bit like I don't know. It's a bit like camouflage.
Do they mimic each other?
They mimic because you know they all share one voice box and one brain and one wallet. We've got our hands on a medevac helicopter. Oh, started up.
There it goes.
Oh, look. Paul's flying tonight.
We're pushing out at the moment. Yeah, we're off the roof.
We're flying.
Move out of the way.
We're lifting up from the Bourke Street Mall. What are all those black things flying around? Oh, there's cigarette butts.
Hang on.
Now,
can you see anything?
Are
we high enough?
Look, we're over Werribee. Is that the Werribee Zoo or the Plaza? Oh, hang on. There's two rainbows in a car down there.
Yes.
Let's connect. Can you switch on the mobile?
Hello?
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 Hello, is that you, Benny?
Yes, is that, who's that?
It's Mike.
Hi, Mike. It's Frankie, how are you?
Are you a rainbow?
Good to talk to you.
Are you a rainbow or beige?
Absolutely rainbow, darling.
Oh, we love you. And what are you doing in Werribee?
Oh, look, it's Friday night, you see, and we live in Werribee.
Yes.
Because there's quite a rainbow contingent in Werribee these days.
Is there really?
I hear that.
Yeah, but we had to go to the plaza. Every Friday night we do the shopping at the plaza.
Oh.
And et cetera. But, oh, Bogan City, love.
Yeah, we're doing Bogan Watch.
Yeah, oh, it's unbelievable. You can't even walk from one end to the other without having to sort of, you know, dodge the Bogan.
Are you accosted?
They just offend your eyes.
Oh, God, yes. And get in my bloody way as well. They can't walk in a straight... They're supposed to be straight, but they cannot walk in a straight line.
Look, for people in other suburbs where there's a less Bogan factor, what should we be looking out for when we... What sort of indicates the Boganity?
Well, I agree that they travel in packs.
There's a pack mentality, isn't there?
There's definitely a pack mentality.
Do all... I mean, when we're looking at... Can we just look at the female, the Boguette, for a second? The Boguette... do most of the Boguettes down in Werribee, are they wearing leggings, lycra leggings?
No, I haven't seen that, but I'm seeing very short skirts that totally offend my eyes, which I have to refer to quite quickly.
With or without undies?
Oh, darling, I don't want to know.
Well, I'm just thinking...
I like Brittany, but I don't like her that much.
You poor thing. So you went out with your husband?
Yes, my husband and I.
Did you engage any of the bogues?
The ones in the fish and chip shop I speak to, yes, because, you know, they're not as bogan as I imagined initially. You know, they know me by name now, so, yeah, so, you know, it is a bit of a bogan city up here in Werribee, but there is quite a, you know, it's like, you know, spot the rainbow, and there's always a few rainbows, even when you go to Coles to do your shopping,
yes,
there's usually a rainbow on the checkout as well.
Oh, there's a rainbow on the checkout.
Yeah,
and you can always tell, because even though they're wearing that boring little uniform, you can tell by the eyebrows.
That's right, and the hair, you know.
Yes. Now, listen, I just want to hand you over. I'm going to put a big medal on your chest.
Thank you, darling.
I appreciate all the work you're doing out there.
We're taking off.
We're flying back to the Joy Studio.
Bye.
Hold your hair back. The wind's a bit rough. The other day I went shopping for fabric. Frank, I'm about to enter into a mature age study.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm going to sewing school.
Sewing school. What does that entail?
Buying scissors and bobbins and needles. I had to go to the fabric shop and buy all my...
Do you have a sewing machine?
No.
So how do you expect to do your
homework? Oh, they have them at the school.
What about your homework?
I don't think they give you
homework. You haven't thought that far ahead.
I didn't even think about homework.
Of course they give you homework.
I might have to do an evening gown for homework. I want you to go home and do a halter neck evening gown tonight. I want you to go home and study the pros and cons of Hong Kong bind. Do you know that look?
I don't,
and
actually.
I was talking
Hong
to...
Hong Kong bind.
A Hong Kong bind is like on the inside of a garment.
Yes.
You know how there's raw edges.
Yeah.
What they do, they put bias binding on either side of the seam so that the seam doesn't fray, and that's called a Hong Kong bind.
Great.
You didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't.
Anyway, and I was talking to a friend of mine. I had my gorgeous friends over, Nick and Matt, the other night, and Matt said, you should have told me I would come with you. And I said, well, come on down. And you know what? He's coming with me. So I'm going, for the very first time in my life, I found a person that wants to...
You're a study buddy.
That wants to do stuff with me and just hang out.
Great. So how long's this course?
I don't know.
What, you didn't ask?
Oh, it's one of those, you know, it's in the city.
Yeah.
But anyway...
is it the adult the CAE?
Yeah.
That's okay, they go for like 6 weeks.
Don't say it out in public. People are going to rush there now.
Why? To do Hong Kong bind?
Yeah. To learn how to sew.
Do you reckon?
No.
Don't think so.
But what I was going to say to you... Oh, I was in the city. I was out shopping with my friend Danny.
Yeah.
And we're buying fabrics because that's what you do now. I can go out with the girls and go fabric shopping.
But you don't
shopping.
Know what you have to get yet.
That's the beauty of fabric shopping. You just buy stuff and you make.
I thought it has to be related to your studies.
Oh, anyway, we walked past...
Don't worry about that.
We walked past this shop, and you'll appreciate that. I saved this up for you.
Did you?
Because I thought, yes, this was a good one, but unfortunately Frank wasn't here to have a laugh.
Right.
But anyway, Danny laughed, and I thought, well, then that means that you'll like it.
Okay.
And we walked past this shop, and it was called... The shop was called Any Boutique.
Any, as in A-N-Y?
No, it was E-N-N-I.
Any, okay.
Yeah. And I said, it's, you know, like, it's the shop was called Any. And we had a bit of a giggle because it was like Benny without the B.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And we're going, oh, you know. And Denny goes, that's your shop. And I said, no, actually, it's not. And I did it quite a serious, you know, I was going, no. That, and I said, don't you know who that is? And she's going, no. And I said, that is the diffusion label of George Gross and Harry Who. It's actually Harry Who's diffusion label, but they didn't put the surname in.
Anywho.
Did you like that one? Listen, there's a homo helpline that's come. It was phoned through.
That's very blast from the past.
I know.
That's how they used to come in.
It's so old school.
It is.
I love it. I've got it here. It's from Trevor in North Fitzroy. He phoned in and Rod, Master of First Impressions, got his chook claw out and made some notes. He said that Trevor has recently purchased in London some anal bleaching gel.
Oh.
Is there a reason why it came from London? Is there something I'm not
maybe they haven't, banned it there, possibly.
Is it banned in Australia?
Well, I don't know. You know how certain drugs get banned and some don't? Not that it's a drug, but, you know, it's a gel.
Do you think?
Don't know.
Well, it's got, you know, he's made a note that it's from London.
Okay.
So I'm not sure that seems very...
Is that significant?
I don't know if that is significant, but he bought some anal bleaching gel. Now, Trevor wants to know, how does one know if it's working? Do you need to maybe put some blotting paper on a chair and sit down and see if... I know if it leaves a red mark, you've gone too far.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. I'd send the product back. Does he have someone that it can look at him?
Well, that's what his next part of the question is. Is it okay to ask a friend to have a look for you?
Well, I think if it's in a medical quotation mark sense, you can have anyone look at you. Just get them to pry it open.
Just give them some tongs.
Tongs. Good. Ooh. Good idea. No, actually,
you can't have tongs. You need a, not a tong, What's something that goes the other way? You know how tongs, you pick up things.
But you can do them the other way.
Can you do them the other way?
Yeah, just salad tongs. But
what sort of tongs have you got? My tongs go, they
go in, yeah.
My tongs are designed to pick up potatoes.
Yeah.
Forceps would probably do it. But anyway, the idea.
I think what he needs is a mirror. He needs to sit on a mirror.
I don't have any friends that I could possibly call over. Like, I wouldn't call you over to have a look.
I'd look in a medical sense.
That's kind of sweet. I'd never thought of it. That's really nice. Thank you.
That's all right. What are friends for?
Well, exactly. But isn't that horrible? I never thought of you like that.
As what? As a
looker.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.